Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, right here on ESPN Radio 760, 888-760 ESPN. The number to jump in on the golf talk, 888-760-3776. You can also email the show at golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. The email address again is golfexchange, all one word, GOLFEXCHANGE. At thehondaclassic.com. And joining us now in the studio is Honda Classic Tournament Director Ed McEnroe. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Ed?
We're doing well, and we're excited about the event. And I'm just curious, before we get to the news, and there's some huge news, a big name in the world of golf, an international name, has committed to the Honda Classic this week. We'll get to that in a second. But as a fellow tournament director on the PGA Tour, what do you think when you see what's going on this weekend in Scottsdale about the FBR Open? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It's amazing. It is amazing. What the Thunderbirds have been able to do there as the host organization over the last 70 years or so is just spectacular. And to have 170,000 spectators on a Saturday afternoon is unbelievable. And if you look at what they've been able to do over the years, it is very similar to what we're trying to accomplish at the Honda in terms of, I mean, heck, you look at that 16th hole and the way they wrap it around in terms of a stadium, it's very similar to our 17th. So we're going down that direction. Got a ways to go, but we're working towards it.
Ed, you mentioned to me just prior to coming on that they did $6.5 million in revenue on 16 alone through corporate boxes and food and beverage and stuff like that. I mean, that's I can't even comprehend that.
It's an unbelievable number, and if you look at the amount of spectators that were on that 16th hole, even on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, it's unbelievable. I guess they sold about 145 corporate boxes at $45,000 each, and you know you do the math, and that's
a lot of money.
A lot of events are looking to get that on their entire event, so it's good stuff.
Yeah, and the Thunderbirds will donate another $7 or $8 million this year to charity. They've given $24 million to charity over the last 3 years, so definitely the bar has been set, so to speak, on the PGA Tour for charity work. And we know that the Honda Classic, that you guys are working towards that number, and I'm sure everyone else on the PGA Tour is working towards that number as well.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. I mean, we've got a huge responsibility to give back to the community, and we're working towards it. And I think we're up to $15 million over the last 27 years, and we're working to get our way up to where they're at.
Honda Classic Tournament Director Ed McEnroe joining us here in the studio. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And the commitment list already for the 08 Honda Classic, now just about 1 month before the tournament begins, is almost a who's who of golf. Robert Allenby, Angel Cabrera, the reigning U.S. Open champion, Mark Calcavecchi, a local guy, Palm Beach Gardens resident, and a Florida Gator, Daniel Chopra, a guy that's already won it this year already out in Hawaii, Chris DeMarco, 06 Honda Classic champion, Luke Donald, Ernie Els, a big name on the world scene who just finished two shots back at Tiger this week in Dubai, Retief Goosen, Freddie Funk, Dudley Hart, Justin Leonard, Zach Johnson, Nicholas Thompson, DJ Trahan, another guy that's won already this year, Camilla Vajegas, another Florida Gator, Brett Wetterick, a Jupiter guy, and last year's defending champion Mark Wilson. And word this week, Ed, that another huge name in the world of golf has committed, Justin Rose, the Englishman, and the reigning Order of Merit champion on the European Tour.
Yeah, we continue to be pleased with the early commitments, still 19 days out from the day they actually have to commit to us. Justin's a young guy, number 7 in the world golf rankings, had 7 top 10 finishes last year, top 12 in all majors last year. So, we continue to be extremely pleased with the early commitments.
Ed, I got to ask you about another local guy that's already committed, Mark Calcavecchi, a Bear Lakes, player, has been here his whole life, although he's back and forth with Arizona. So, but just a guy that, is in his 40s. We talked about Vijay Singh. We talked about some of these guys that now seem to be, fading a little bit. But Calcavecchi, for a guy that's had weight issues, for a guy that goes through 15 different putters every other week, just staggering almost that he's able to still somehow get himself into contention. Had a round yesterday where I think he had 8 or 9 birdies.
Yeah.
Again,
764, best round of the day yesterday.
So, I mean, from a local standpoint, it's good to have a guy like Calc in your tournament.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And he's a great guy to follow, just a good person. And you almost get a sense that he's kind of renewed a whole new career out on tour after last year. So not only is he local, but he's also just a fantastic guy and a good guy to watch.
Yeah, his win last year at the Pods Championship was buffeted very much by a brand new putter in the bag that he bought at the Edwin Watts Golf Store right there on North Lake Boulevard. So he buys a Ping Redwood putter for $250 at his local Edwin Watts store in Northlake, drives up to Tampa, puts it in the bag for the week, and ends up winning the Pods Championship. That's a great story.
It is, and that's typical Cap, where, you know, it's just like he's an everyday guy that somehow has been able to compete on the PGA Tour and win. And, you know, again, going through a zillion different putter stances, grips, and putters themselves, and is able to compete into his 40s.
So Cal Kavecchia, along with Dudley Hart and Camilla Vajegas, the Florida Gator contingent, and Chris DeMarco, is very strong for this year's 2008 Honda Classic, along with big names in the world of golf like Ernie Els, Luke Donald, Justin Leonard, Retief Goose, and Freddie Funk, Angel Cabrera, and now Justin Rose. We'll be all be in the field vying for that $5.5 million purse and the $990,000 first place check in the 2008 edition of the Honda Classic. And, Ed, there's going to be a bevy of different chances for patrons of all types, whether it's a premium ticket patron or a general admission ticket patron. A bunch of stuff for fans to experience, not only on the golf course for 4 days, four rounds of play at this year's Honda Classic.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking at trying to create a series of events that just happens to have one of the best PGA Tour golf tournaments in the United States. And we've got after-play concerts Thursday through Sunday. Tire Kingdom in Yokohama on Friday night and Saturday night are going to present some fireworks. It's a spectacular 20-minute firework display. On Saturday night, we have a very exciting new initiative happening where the folks from Radio Disney are going to present a high school musical dance party for kids. So parents can go on out and drop the kids off with free daycare service in the Honda Pavilion, head over to the Heineken Terrace, and enjoy some after-play concerts.
And we also have some new things going on this year with Florida Power and Light. It's an expansion of the FPL Pavilion and the new additions of the FPL Village and Drive to Go Green. And joining us now in the studio is Amy Brunges from FPL. It's going to help us kind of sift through all the details of all these initiatives with FPL. And Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So tell me about Drive to Go Green. What is this all about, and how will it manifest itself at the Honda Classic this year?
Well, Russ, the greens are greener this year at the Honda Classic, and we're very excited about that because the tournament is going to be powered with solar energy, with clean, renewable energy this year, which energy generated entirely from renewable sources. And that's through our Sunshine Energy Program.
Yeah, FPL, right from the beginning when we took over as the management team, has shared our enthusiasm and our commitment to being a good citizen of the community and giving back to the kids. And, you know, we launched the FPL Pavilion last year, which is a great hospitality opportunity for that general admission ticket holder overlooking our signature par 317th, and it went over extremely well. And this year we've just expanded on that to be kind of a multi-layered program that also includes an 8,000 square foot village where folks will have a chance to go through a cool mist zone and interactive expos courtesy of FPL, as well as, you know, the Drive to Go Green initiative is huge for us. We're going to purchase renewable energy credits, or actually FPL is going to provide that with us as part of our partnership, and we're gonna save an awful lot of trees because of it.
Amy, can you expand a little bit on that FPL Village concept, because it is new? Where's it going to be, and give us some idea of what's going to be involved with it?
Well, the FPL Village will be located at the 17th hole. You'll take a tunnel from the pavilion there right into the village, and that'll be an opportunity for tournament goers to also join the Drive to Go Green. They'll be able to learn a lot about energy efficiency programs that we have that they can take part in their own home, such as Sunshine Energy, which is powering the tournament.
Yeah, you guys are going to save, it's the equivalent of planting 115,000 trees this year, because you're going to offset the emissions of 956 tons of carbon emissions. That's a lot of numbers, which are kind of mostly over my heads, but the one number I do see that really sticks out to me, it's the equivalent of planting 115,000 trees. That's pretty cool. And what I think is cool, Ed, and we're obviously on the heels of talking about 16 at FBR, I really think 16 green and the 17th hole and the 18th tee box, I think that's the kind of 16th hole at FPR. That's the Honda Classics little area, because you got 16 green. You got those approach shots coming in at 16 over the water. You got the bear trap, which is positioned right smack dab in the middle of 16 green and 17 tee. You can look over to your right and see approach shots coming in from 170, 180 yards out over water to 16 green. You can look to your left and you can see a tee shot on 17th tee box going over the water about 170 yards. And then you've got the FPL Pavilion right there next to 17th Green, along with all those sky suites and executive boxes behind 17th Green. You've also got the FPL Village right there to the left of the 17th Green, almost kind of in between. The FPL Village is almost in between the tee box and the green at 17. And then you've got the 18th tee box. I mean, this is phenomenal.
We really are creating that stadium effect around 17, and that hole being the last hole of the Bear Trap is just such a great hole to begin with. And we heard a lot of the tour players last year talk about the excitement and enthusiasm around there. Well, I got to tell you, this year is going to be a whole new ball game because it's a lot different. It's going to be much more exciting over there, if you will.
Ed, I know at FBR 16 gets almost borderline really rowdy there. I mean, they're throwing cups and everything else. I'm not sure if you want that kind of atmosphere, but if that sort of evolves into this on 17, are you okay with that? Or how do you want this thing really to evolve as this goes on?
Well, it's funny. The tour players have repeatedly said that the FBR is one of their favorite events to go play. So they know what they're going to get when they go out to Phoenix. And I think they got a taste of what we have happening on our 17. Don't get me wrong. We've beefed up our marshals over on 17, if you will. But we're looking to try and create that type of energy and excitement over there. We're certainly looking for that to be the place to be at the Honda Classic.
Tournament Director Ed McEnroe for the Honda Classic and Amy Brunges from Florida Power & Light joining us here in studio on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you in Florida Power & Light helping the Honda Classic this year with a number of initiatives, including the FPL Pavilion, providing general ticket holders with covered hospitality. It's a 40-foot by 50-foot tent overlooking that signature par 3 17th hole. It's the FPL Village as well, which is just adjacent to the pavilion right there by 17. A cool mist zone, a solar-powered bucket truck, and a Honda hybrid car right there on the course. And then, of course, the Drive to Green initiative, saving 115,000 trees, offsetting the emissions of 956 tons of carbon emissions, the equivalent of planting 115,000 trees. Amy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Anything else that we haven't covered that we must know about? And for more information on all these initiatives and Florida and Power and Light, what should our listeners go to?
www.fpl.com.
All right. There she is, Amy Brunges from FPL. Ed McEnroe, the tournament director for the Honda Classic. Guys, thanks so much for joining us on a kind of a gloomy Sunday morning. It's nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.